While building apartments in Philadelphia's Old City nearly a decade ago, workers discovered remains from a historic cemetery. Last week, the descendants of those people gathered at Mount Moriah Cemetery in West Philadelphia for a ceremony laying their ancestors to rest. WHYY's Alan Yu was there.
Two bagpipe players welcomed students, researchers, and descendants to Mount Moriah Cemetery on a blustery Saturday afternoon. The ceremony marked the end of a very long, multi-year process.
Please pray with me. Oh, gracious God, we thank you for today.
Pastor James Williams of the First Baptist Church of Philadelphia led the group in prayer. This all began in the 19th century. The First Baptist Church was supposed to move their graveyard from Arch Street to Mount Moriah Cemetery. Kimberly Moran is a forensic archaeologist at Rutgers University. She says the church did not finish the move back then.
So they had 3 months in the middle of winter with 1860s technology to try to dig up thousands of people and relocate them. So essentially, they just did kind of the best they could with the time that they had and called it a day.
Some of the remains were left behind in Old City. Until construction workers found them in 2016, more than 150 years later, while laying the foundation for a new apartment building. Moran and a group of researchers recovered the remains, documented the findings, prevented further damage, and did the detective work to find out who the people were.
My name is Kathy Hartman, and I'm a direct descendant of one of the persons we're honoring here today.
Hartman came from California to Philadelphia for the ceremony so she could honor Benjamin Britton, her sixth great-grandfather, who was found in the Arch Street Project. She stayed in touch with the researchers over the years.
Benjamin Britton lived in colonial Philadelphia in the 1740s and 1750s.
At the ceremony, she talked about how he was a tradesman and baker, married twice, raised a blended family, owned farmland and slaves, and signed the Oath of Allegiance to the newly formed United States of America in 1777. She talked about how he lived through the invasion and occupation by Great Britain, as well as unpredictable crop yields, inflation, and social unrest.
Although we are separated from them by many years, we share the familiar challenges of everyday life, seeking to provide for our families and make our own place in the world.
Later, she tells me the ceremony means a lot to her, to know that so many people worked for so long to respectfully uncover the story of all the people who were buried, including her ancestor.
For me, it was very moving. I was very touched by what was obviously the camaraderie and the investment in my ancestor.
At the ceremony, researchers spoke about the work it took to recover and reconstruct the remains by doing biological profiles. Samantha Muller was a graduate student in Moran's class at Rutgers several years ago.
That all of these souls, all of these remains, the people that have come before us, mean something to our collective understanding and knowledge of who we are as people.
It took years of research, coordination with the property developer, and even a court case over who is in charge of a historic cemetery that is now on private property. Moran, the forensic archaeologist, says the research will help historians learn more about what Philadelphia was like centuries ago.
This cemetery is really the largest systematic study of people from pre-colonial times all the way to the cusp of the American Civil War.
This marks an end to the long saga of the remains discovered at Arch Street. But Moran says this is just the start of the research journey.
So now that the remains are reburied, we're now pivoting to data analysis. We've collected all this information. What does it actually mean? What are the different strands that can be connected across the different studies?
She says the work has already led to scientific progress, like developing better tools to get genetic information out of bones, which was previously hard to do.
bone is a really tricky matrix for getting good DNA profiles because essentially bone is just rock. All of the organic stuff has more or less decomposed away.
Moran and the researchers involved already have multiple scientific papers in progress.
The knowledge that's generated and the results that are generated are hopefully going to contribute to many future studies for our overall history and understanding of the city of Philadelphia and its residents.
She says it could take several more years for researchers to learn all that they can about this site and the people who were buried there. Alan Yu, WHYY News.